Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My mom was my whole world when I was growing up. When I was 7, my father left my mom and me after she found him having an open affair with a coworker. He beat her up for having the audacity to leave him, but she got the house and scrubbed him from our lives. She decided she would focus on herself and taking care of other women, so she worked for lots of women's shelters and such. She eventually became a court counselor and social worker for abused women and children, and she really helped people get out of abusive situations. She understood the world isn't always kind to women. Being the amazing woman she was, she knew growing up as a girl is already hard, so we had safety codes and phrases built in to keep me safe. She also had a special rule that if I was in trouble, I could call her or text her in our special way, and she would come get me. No questions asked, and no consequences.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That way, if I was in trouble, I could call her without fear of her reaction or punishment. She told me she understood being a teen means making choices of your own, and sometimes those are really stupid choices, but they shouldn't cost me my innocence. She cared first and foremost for my safety. When I was 11, I went on my first sleepover and I just wasn't comfortable. I wanted to go home, but I didn't want my friend's feelings to get hurt. Our code was two punctuations. If I used two of any punctuation at the end, that meant I needed help or wanted to leave, but didn't want a person near me to know. Hey, Mom! Hey, your uncle just called and I might need to come get you. Can you tell your friend you have to leave? Do I have to? Yes, please pack up. That way I save face and could blame my mom. I did use it from time to time, but it was rare. I knew I always had that safety net growing up, though I was pretty safe in the area we lived in. It was a small town on the outskirts of a college town, and I was advanced for my age, so most of my friends were the kids my mom was always around with the shelters, and they were pretty laid-back kids for the most part. I also hung around the shelters and the women would talk to me like I was grown, which was nice considering I was closer in age to half of them than my mom was. I didn't hang out with any rebellious kids and never really did anything stupid enough to be noted until college. When I started college 2 years early, I realized really quickly how safe my little town was. I was graduating early and only 16, but the college I went to was the one right next to our town, and I could live at home and drive to campus and such. I had gotten drunk a small handful of times, but my friends and I were always safe and didn't drive. My first frat party was a lot. I'd never seen so many drunk people doing such crazy stuff. It was exhilarating, but also really overwhelming. I ended up finding a quiet corner with a few people chilling. I struck up a conversation with a cute guy and he offered to get me a drink. I know, dumb, naive girl. I didn't think twice and drank the drink. About 10 minutes later, I started feeling really strange and went to the bathroom. I had my phone in my hand while I heard Mr. Polite knocking on the door, but I could barely see my screen as I texted my mom. I'm at Street Redacted. Can I stay a little past curfew? ? Absolutely not. I'm coming to pick you up right now, young lady. It was all I could see to press in my rapidly blurring state before the guy managed to get the door open and help me out of the bathroom. He checked my phone, saw the messages to my mom, and with a snide huff, called me a worthless baby, kicked me in the thigh, and left me sitting in the hallway alone. I know for a fact my mom got me out of a horrible situation that night. Part of our code was if we included an address, it was an emergency. An address meant danger. She had burned that into my memory, know the address, write it down, copy it as a memo on your phone, anything. So I memorized addresses before I went to parties and she saved me that night. She didn't get mad I was drinking or somewhere she had warned me against going, she was just so worried about me and wanted me to be okay. That night, she took me to the hospital and they put me on a saline drip and something else to help flush the drug from my system. I just remember Mom sitting by my bed looking relieved but still worried. I didn't realize how dangerous that situation could have gotten, but she did. Beyond that, I don't remember ever needing the code. She talked to me and told me the hard truths of being a young woman in today's world after I sobered up, and I've been very careful ever since. Last month, my mom passed away of a fatal heart attack. She had always had a weak heart, and she was saving up money to get a pacemaker, but it just didn't happen fast enough. I was completely devastated. I thought of my mom as a permanent fixture in my life, the rock that was always keeping me grounded and safe. She was immortal in my eyes, and I didn't know what I was going to do, how I was going to move on with my life without my confidant, my protector. I just didn't know what to do. When I opened her door and she wasn't there, I just cried. Knowing she wouldn't ever be there again was just so horrible. I texted her phone and it rang on the table. I looked at it and wanted to throw it across the room, but I would never do that. Could never do that. She loved that damn phone. She loved being able to have her pictures and music all together and play her phone games. She would sit and watch short films and funny videos for hours after she should be sleeping. It was her guilty pleasure, that phone. That's when the thought struck me. I remembered the funeral director told me I could place items in her casket that were important to her, and I decided then and there I would clone her phone onto my computer to save all her data and pictures, and I would give her her phone. I loved the idea of her playing her phone games and laughing at videos in the afterlife. The thought made me smile and took a sliver of the grief away. I knew it was silly, and I didn't know how long her cell bill was paid up for, but I just couldn't stop thinking about how fitting it would be. She always did joke about coming back to haunt me just to play her games and watch videos, so why not give her something to tie her over until she sorted out how to haunt me to get her fix? Her funeral was sad but lovely. She was surrounded in her favorite flowers, tiger lilies, and birds of paradise. Woman after woman came up to me and told me how much of a difference my mom made in their lives. I thought of all the lives that she'd touched and all the people she helped throughout her life. Despite my grief, I couldn't help but to be proud of my mom and proud to be her daughter. Getting home after the wake and more condolences, I finally sat down on my mom's couch and turned my ringer on for the first time since I left for the funeral. Immediately, I got a missed text notification. Mom, I love you too. Period. I stared at my phone. The text I had sent her the day she died was there right before it, so I knew it wasn't a spoofed number. I thought for a minute that this was some prank, but I couldn't figure out who would do something like this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I decided to assume it was a well-meaning friend of my mom's who maybe shared her number. Please don't text me from this number. This is my mom's number and she just passed away. I waited. I saw the ... of typing. My heart was in my throat as I waited to get a text back from whoever was using my mom's phone number. I'm at Can you come visit me? My heart froze in my chest. I hadn't noticed on the first message. I was too freaked out. Two periods. I reread the second message. That was the cemetery's location, with two question marks. She had to have been buried alive. I called the funeral director and begged him to meet me back at the plot. Something was wrong. He swore up and down she couldn't be alive. They didn't do an autopsy, but she was dead. I just cried and begged and showed him the text until he finally agreed to meet me and help me find out what was going on. I put that phone in my mother's casket myself before they sealed it and lowered it down. Nobody has that phone but her. Finally convinced nothing would soothe my panic crying, he called an emergency exhumation. The ground was still freshly filled in, so getting her dug up fast was easy. They opened her casket and her phone was in her hand rather than in the purse at her side I had put in there with her. On her screen was an unsent message to me. Under me, .. That was the day they found the first body. Teenage girls had been disappearing over the years at a slightly raised rate for the last 6 years or so, but most were assumed to be runaways and ignored. Families had begged for the police to look for their children, but it fell on deaf ears. It turns out the cemetery caretaker would stake out grieving families. He was stalking the girls and would then kidnap them when they were coming home from school. He would kill them and bury them under fresh graves before putting in the casket and filling them in, hiding all evidence of his crimes in plain sight. After finding his map and his souvenirs, they were able to give closure to 27 families. To me, the most chilling evidence they found that a detective reluctantly showed me at my insistence. It was a collection of pictures of my mom's funeral where my 13-year-old niece's picture was circled. I know you guys are going to ask, so I'll tell you. I did get one last text from my mom. It was a week after all the media calmed down and I was able to return to my grief. It's hard to grieve when people are questioning you about everything and calling you a hero. I knew I wasn't, but they just didn't want to listen to my story. They just assumed I saw something before they lowered my mom's casket down. So after I finally got a chance to sit down and be alone, I put on one of my mom's favorite horror movies and I texted her one last time. I didn't expect anything supernatural. I just felt like it would give me a little closure. I love you, Mom. I miss you so much. I hope you're happy wherever you are now. I set my phone down and wiped away the tears that were flowing freely. This movie was still as good as the first time she showed it to me, and it's cathartic to feel these emotions. I was genuinely startled when my mom's text ringtone went off. I love you too, honey. And I am.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Last Friday, I was driving on a windy back road in the mountains of rural Utah. I was around 10 miles from the nearest town when my engine died. I pulled out my phone to look at the map. There was no service, but I downloaded a map of the area just in case. I saw that, if I followed the road, it was a 10-mile walk that wound back and forth along some back roads. I didn't like that idea very much. I also saw that the town was actually only 2 miles away as the crow flies. In a direct line for me, I just have to climb a little bit to cut my journey down. I shot a look up the mountain, left a note on my car saying what I was doing, and set off through the brush. That part of Utah didn't have much underbrush, just some scraggly bushes and the occasional tree clinging to life in the dry soil. I was making good time and soon had shut off my phone's light to rely on the moon, which was a bright pearl in the sky. When my eyes had adjusted, it was almost like walking around in the daytime. The valley extended for dozens of miles to my right, and the weather was only slightly chilly with the wind. That was when I heard a baby's cry low on the wind. It was far off in the distance to my left, slightly higher up the slope. I paused, listening hard. It came again, unmistakably the pinched, short cry of a newborn infant. I paused for a moment before heading in the direction of the call. There was no one around for miles, and now there's this kid? After a few miles of walking, I stumbled across what had to have been a 100-year-old cemetery. There were no headstones, just rocks marking the spots where the people must have been buried. I couldn't hear any more crying. I put my phone away in my back pocket, listening hard for the kid. I figured it must have been an animal. I thought I'd heard that coyotes could mimic human cries. Then I turned to look at the moon, only now noticing it had been ringed by thick, dark clouds. Almost as if on cue, the clouds rushed forward. Over the course of 5 seconds, the cemetery went from lit up by moonlight to pitch blackness. The clouds must have been covering every star in the sky, as well as the moon. The darkness was complete. I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. It was so black that it seemed almost physical, enveloping and dulling each of my senses. Then the baby cried again from my left, loud and piercing.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I jerked, caught my foot on a rock, and fell forward against one of the fences. The baby was shrieking loudly. It couldn't have been more than a few feet away, just on the other side of the fence. I pushed back, sticking my hand into my pocket, feeling for my phone to turn on a light. That's when the dry, papery finger slid around the back of my throat. Nails dug into the skin, and I thought I heard a high, raspy giggle from behind me just before they began to squeeze. I jerked forward, flipped on my light, and spun around. There was nothing there. I ran away, trying to put as much distance between myself and the cemetery as I could. When I finally reached the town, I put my hand up to my neck and felt the scrapes on my neck. I told myself it was just a tree, but I knew that wasn't true. I managed to get an old mechanic to come help me with my car. On the way back, I asked him a question about a cemetery up in the hills. He stiffened, looked at me, and said,
"We don't go up there. We know better."
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.